WMFO in Medford.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no punk sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. Shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you pay for this, said nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild, let's have a child. Just you and me, eat fudge banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Hello everyone, this is WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and the show I'm normally affiliated with is called Great Songs But Nothing Good. It's a Thursday at 5 p.m. affair, but didn't have the show yesterday. Duty called with regards to my scholastic endeavors, but I'm here to fill in the gap. And for the next hour, I'll be hopefully livening up your lunch break. Or if it's not your lunch break, then tune in anyway, because that hour belongs to you. Got a lot of good stuff lined up for you. A bit of a Halloween flavor here and there, but not overbearingly so. And this first song is going to go to someone you may have never met, but I had met a few times as a kid. Bill McGonigal died yesterday. The head of the Boston Housing Authority for 40 years, good friend of my father, and he was one of the most decent people to ever run a public housing agency. And he had retired over the summer and gone way too soon. So this one is for Bill, his daughter, his kids, his wife, everyone else out there who's feeling the loss, because he was always nice to me, even when I was a little kid who didn't know any better. So this is for you, Bill.
I'm flying done a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole, even though he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Out of hip shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his skin tall like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce you wrote. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. You know he's gone, gone, gone. At a heck of chicken King Creole. King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. And a heck of chicken King Creole. Something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Out of heck of chicken King Creole.
Yeah, no.
You know he's gone, gone, gone. Hip shaking King Creole.
The Specials with a little Halloween flair, Ghost Town, from the compilation Stereotypical A's, B's, and Rarities, released 2000 on Chrysalis Records. Before that, we had the Allman Brothers Band Revival off of Idlewild South, their sophomore album. Elvis Presley with King Creole, the title track to, well, the original soundtrack, released in 1958. We started off with the Faces, flying off of their first album, First Step, for Bill McGonigal. And we opened the show, actually, with the Dead Milkmen's Punk Rock Girl from Beelzebubba, 1988, Ryko Records. And moving right along, Ginger Baker died this week. And that stinks, because in that hoary old classic rock debate about who is better, Keith Moon or John Bonham, I always said it was Ginger Baker, because he had a certain elegance and panache and style that really spoke to his jazz roots. And he just kept on keeping on till, like, he honestly couldn't play anymore. And the fact that he outlived Keith Moon and John Bonham is, you know, a tribute to the powers of Satan. Anyway, got six songs coming up that kind of chart his career. Of course, Cream is featured. Blind Faith, his work with Fela Kuti, and some of his later stuff. But we're going to start off with when he was in the Graham Bond Organization, one of the premier jazz and blues outfits of early 60s Britain. And this is taken from the BBC compilation Live at the BBC and Other Stories. And so take a trip with me, why don't you, through the varied works of Mr. Peter Edward Baker, known to his friends and his enemies, and sometimes his children even, as Ginger.
And so, over to our other group, the Graham Bond Organization, the wildest both musically and in appearance. Dick Hextall-Smith on tenor, a neat beard below his mouthpiece, a corduroy cap above. Behind the Bond Organization's drums sits Ginger Baker, looking like a Francis Bacon portrait in 3D. And on trumpet, Mike Falana, born in Lagos, Nigeria, 24 years old, looks 15, wears a red shirt on which a narrow tie bursts into flower. And Mr. Bond himself, a Balzac in dark glasses, happens behind the organ. Their first number, a spiritual, to which Graham has added a Johann Sebastian Bond type intro and coda, A Wade in the Water.
Thank you. You're switched on to Top of the Pops, the groovy show that comes to you live from our London studio. And here for the first time is the new Fave Rave trio, consisting of drummer Ginger Baker, bassist Jack Bruce, and guitarist Eric Clapton, known collectively and rightly as The Cream.
Sunshine day breaking, we can wait till tomorrow. Car speed road calling, bird feed leaf falling, we can buy sunshine day breaking, we can wait till tomorrow. Car speed road calling, bird feed leaf falling, we can buy time.
A number called Sweet Wine, written by The Cream's fantastic drummer, Ginger Baker.
Yeah, we're going to do a number, a new number we've done, got together, called Can't Find My Way Home.
Leave nobody alone.
Blind Faith with a live and electric version of Can't Find My Way Home from their concert at Hyde Park in 1969. Their only show they did, because that band was just too combustible to last. But, you know, it's Ginger Baker. You know the risks. At least you did. So, halfway through our block of music displaying the oeuvre of Mr. Peter Edward Baker, we start off with him on the drums with the Grand Bond Organization live on the BBC doing a version of Wade in the Water, and then Cream live at the BBC with Sweet Wine, a song that Ginger Baker wrote, and then we went into Can't Find My Way Home, and that was 1969. The band broke up, but 1970, Mr. Baker was very busy. He decamped to Nigeria, palled around with Fela Kuti, who we'll hear from in a little bit, and the album they put out together, a live album. And he also looked in on Paul McCartney and Wings as they were doing Band on the Run, a fine album. Fela Kuti nearly stabbed Paul McCartney, but, you know, that was later resolved. And he and Ginger Baker also put together a large jazz group, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and we'll be hearing from them with some vocal work by Denny Lane, who was of the Moody Blues, and also the one consistent member of Wings, who was not a McCartney. And then we'll close out with some work by the Ginger Baker Trio, featuring Ginger Baker on the vocals. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's get into some of that good Afro funk with Fela Kuti and Ginger Baker.
We're gonna start a live recording right now. We're gonna play for you our first tune tonight. It's gonna be about four tunes. And the first tune is called Olohun Ta Wa Se Yara Je Ka Bere. Now, which means, let's start what we have come into the room to do. Right on. Here goes. One, two, three. Me, oh,
Partly raised. have gone by since four governments shook hands on a war on East Timor. A population has died. They turned a blind eye on genocide on East Timor. A TV crew of five trusted a flag to survive. Didn't get out alive from East Timor. Decent men doing their job, betrayed by the run to a blood-crazed, thirsty mob with a license to mutilate, rape and rob on East Timor. A small country is no more, invaded by order of the powers that be, integrated involuntarily. That don't seem right to me. Where there's financial gain, government knows no shame. It was done in our name for the oil on East Timor. They say there was no war on East Timor. They say there was no war on East Timor. There was a bloody war.
This right here is the Ginger Baker Trio with East Timor off of the album Going Back Home. Before that, we had Ginger Baker's Air Force, Man of Constant Sorrow from the first album theirs, Air Force. And we had Fela Kuti Ginger Baker with Let's Start off of Fela with Ginger Baker Live. And we're going to go right into the home stretch with a legally mandated PSA. The Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And some gig news for you tonight at 8 o'clock. Daphne Blue on the World and her friends are going to be doing a little show at Pink Sound Studios in Somerville, just across the line there. Hope to see you there. And Idols will be playing at the Royale on Wednesday. The show is sold out, but I'm very, very excited. And so I'll go into the home stretch with a song of theirs, and then I'll play something by the Replacements from their new box set, Dead Man's Pop, with a remix version of one of their latter-day tunes. But first, have some idols, why don't you?
Bacon.
All right, everyone, that was The Replacements with a with a remix version of Aching to Be from the Dead Man's Pop compilation box set. And we also had Idols, Great from Joys and Act of Resistance, one of the most important albums to come out in this century. And that's going to do it for me here on this special edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And I'll leave you all with a REM cover of a Rocky Erickson classic for this Halloween season. Until then, until next time on Thursday, 5 p.m., you keep it kosher. Bye now.